This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Exercise can play an important role in maintaining physical health, but it can also contribute to your mental well-being. In this edition of Vital Signs, Margaret Bryant, a physical therapist at Parkland Hospital System, talked with me about the relationship between mental and physical fitness.
Think of exercise as a prescription, where you might have high blood pressure, for example, and you go to your doctor and they prescribe a medication to help with that chronic disease. Mm-hmm. So when we think about exercise, we're going to prescribe exercise in a way to target certain muscle groups or target certain functions or things that aren't functioning well.
So it can benefit you in general, but targeted towards certain areas, that's where it really begins to affect mental health.
Exactly. So you want to first think about exercise that you enjoy doing, something that you'll know you'll do consistently. When exercise is done on a regular basis and it's done with the mind in a good state, then you can start to reap the benefits. So exercise can really impact being able to improve the function by releasing certain chemicals in your brain.
For instance,
as soon as you get your blood flowing, kind of get yourself moving, the brain will release endorphins. They're a type of hormone that give you a feel good and a sense of well-being.
Would exercise help with depression?
Exercise can help depression by first getting in what we want to call a mindful awareness. Being able to kind of go internally and focus your breathing is a really good start. You can then start to progress to maybe even a little meditation and get your mind in the right place. Then you're going to be more apt to now go out and do maybe more gross, larger movements, like even walking or at a gym if you wanted to do that, or maybe a certain sport. When we have a good regular exercise program going, and regular means at a minimum of 3 times a week for about a 30-minute bout of moderate level activity, you will be able to avoid some of the mental downfalls, if you would, leading into depression. On the flip side as well, if someone has been fully diagnosed with depression or other mental conditions, one thing that can be prescribed to assist in that is exercise.
Okay. How would it help with anxiety and stress? Or specifically, what would you do?
Again, the main focus on any of the exercises is it's got to be something you want to do. Mm-hmm. So getting that kind of mind-body connection internally set right for each of us. And then from there, we can kind of see the world and see what gets us up in the morning to want to move. That could be a game of tennis. That could be just a brisk walk around a park or a lake. Those big, gross body movements are real important to the exercise.
Would it also help with ADHD?
Anytime the body is exercising, we're getting blood to move. And our bodies are really smart. It's going to send blood to all the vital organs first before it goes to other extremities, for example, to get to those tissues. So getting good oxygen-rich blood to the brain is going to release good neurotransmitters and have good health for the brain overall.
Do you find one obstacle for people is the very idea of what is or can be exercise?
Yes. I have emphasized that, especially, let's say, an individual who just is being discharged from the hospital. Your daily exercise is going through your daily activities. So that means get out of bed. It means put your clothes on, get to the bathroom, take care of yourself, get up, make a meal. Like, all of that activity is exercise. It is movement. And then as you continue to recover, gain strength and your mobility level, then you can start to get the exercise outside if that's going to be available. We talked about breathing and meditation, but also flexibility exercises. So yoga, tai chi, stretching,
so
flexibility.
Low impact activities.
Absolutely. As the individual continues to be consistent on any of those flexibility exercises, then we start to enjoy life better. We can put our shoes on a little bit easier. We can walk to the mailbox easier. So as we can do those, then we are enjoying life and we start to then reap even more benefits about our mental health.